Great date, and then they just vanished. We hate it. It's ghosting, and we're here to help. Waiting by the phone time, Alex Sarah. Say hi to Spencer!
Hey, Spencer!
Hey.
Very excited to be on the radio this morning. Hey, Spencer, so tell us about the girl that you're dating that vanished.
All right, well, so I recently moved to Austin, and I've been just trying some online dating to meet people. You know, if a relationship happened, that's cool, but right now my main objective is I just, you know, want to get, you know, meet some people, get like a group going. And I really like this one girl I took to dinner not that long ago. And like, at least maybe if a relationship didn't happen, I at least saw like a friendship starting.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and she was really cute, and I felt like we had a lot in common, really hit it off. And she just, you know, stopped responding to my texts after the first date, and I just don't know why.
Alex?
I love the where he said that if not with her, the friendship at least.
Right. Well, he knows nobody here, so he's like, well, okay, well, if this isn't going to work out romantically, at least, you know, I can have a cool friend. And let me tell you, that's a good play, because guys with attractive female friends get attractive women for this reason, because women are like, oh, that cute girl is hanging out with them. He must be all right.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I think it's such a great idea.
No, that's my play. Look at all my female friends. They're all hot.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Right?
Yeah. No, it works.
Brad Booker knows what's up.
I know.
So does Spencer.
Yeah, good call. Okay, so Spencer, she's not returning your messages, and you just want to know why.
Yeah.
Well, more importantly than anything else, I'm glad that you're new to Austin and you found our show. We can't thank you enough for listening, so appreciate that. All right, let's help you out here. Let's call her, and her name's Janelle. See what she has to say, okay? Hang on.
Hello?
Janelle?
Hi.
Hi. First of all, I just want to say what a beautiful name it is. Aww. Second of all, I want to tell you that Booker, Alex, and Sarah, we're calling from the morning show on Mix 94.7 for something we do called Waiting by the Phone. You're on the radio, but what we'd like to know is, and we're here to just kind of help out the situation. We have Spencer on the phone. He called us because he said that he met you when he moved to town and went out with you and had a great time, but you have since stopped returning his text messages. But we were like, well,
I'm just laughing because it's awkward.
Yeah. An awkward moment.
Just trying to help a brother out.
Here we are. So we thought we would call you and ask you and see if you'd be willing to talk to us.
Okay. Okay. So, Spencer, he was a really nice guy, but.
Wait, he is on the phone. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. Spence, you want to say hi? I call him Spence like we're friends.
Yeah. Spence.
Oh, well, hey Spencer. So. It's actually kind of a great story because it was like a perfect coincidence. So we met online and he shows up for the date and he's got a vanity license plate.
What does it say?
It said Got Juice, like J-U-C-E.
Got Juice.
So the thing about this is you have to understand, I hate vanity license plates, and it's something that I'm constantly making fun of. Like, I love collecting pictures of them so I can put them on Instagram with stupid captions.
Hold on just a second, if I could interrupt you, Janelle.
Yeah.
Spencer, what is up with the Got Juice?
Well, it's actually where I have an online battery company, and it's like the Got Juice is like, you know, we have power. So I thought it was pretty funny.
I mean, really?
That is awesome.
Knowing the backstory, I'll be honest. If you pulled up in that, I'd be like, oh, well, I just found the biggest douche in the world.
I thought that too, but it was a Tesla. So I was like, is this an electric car reference?
Mm. Oh, it's not even, you can't even have
Tesla.
Oh, but he's got to plug it in.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, you see how it's kind of ridiculous looking.
Yes.
I'm trying not to laugh the entire time, and all I could think about, like, I did some investigation. We got to the restaurant and found out that it was a battery company, like he said, but that's all I could think about the whole time was, like, I'm on a date with the juice guy.
Look, he owns his own successful company. He drives a Tesla.
Yeah.
So obviously he's doing okay, and Got Juice is a lay on the battery company. I mean, okay.
Yeah. It sounds funny.
Yeah, but he put it on his license plate.
Which does say he's a certain type of... I totally, whether this is right or wrong, I totally judge people who have vanity plates.
You
totally do? I stereotype them. Yeah, I do totally too.
Janelle, there are a lot worse things than having a vanity plate. You said you had a good time with him and he was a sweet guy. So how about we just give it another shot? Wait, hold on. Is your phone number got juice too?
Yeah.
I just realized that. I'm looking at your number and matching. Oh my God.
Dude.
Whoa.
I love Spencer.
It's not a 512 area code, just FYI. So they'll be trying to call
him. That doesn't bother me as much as the license plate.
Wow. I guess because it takes a while to figure out a number.
Yeah.
Unless, okay. Oh,
that
my.
Is funny. Oh, wow. Come on, Janelle. Surely you can go out with him again.
He is a really nice guy. Like, Spencer, you're awesome, and I did have a really good time with you. It's just, it's a little hard to get past the vanity plate, and I didn't even notice the phone number, so thank you for pointing that out to me. Sure.
All right, awesome. I love
it. There you guys go.
There we go. Round two.
For all your battery needs, see Spencer.